Good morning, everyone. This morning's talk is on the fifth Mambashum and starts with some short definitions. Law, Lam, Lof, Lamp. These four images take us into the four states of being by naming them. In the English language, we only have one word for being, our great being. But the Shumchief language names four stages of being. This brings together these four names. They actually name four vibratory rates of our being. Then we have a note. La, Lam, Lof, Lamp are the abbreviated forms of the four Shum words. The words and their abbreviations are respectively Yulaw, abbreviated as Law, Yulam as Lam, Yulof as Lof, and Yulamph as Lamph. Yulaw is being and life in the first and second dimensions, conscious mind, physical existence. Yulam is being and life in the second and third dimensions, conscious, subconscious, intellectual, emotional existence. Yulof is being and life in the fourth and fifth dimensions, and Yulamph is being and life in the sixth and seventh dimensions. So with that, we're ready for Gurudeva's commentary. Knowing what La, Lam, Lof, and Lamp mean. The series of the first nine Mambashum presents to you the Yulamph Mambashum. To be that transparent, pure channel of Yulamph is the goal of every Saivite on this planet. Yulamph results from the repeated experience of Yim Kayif, and from the experience of coming back and back again into instinctive and intellectual consciousness, until through tapas and sadhana, you release awareness from the external world and allow it to soar naturally within. The Yulamph Mambashum is also in two parts, as was the last Mambashum you studied and meditated upon, the Yim Kayif Mambashum. We shall refer to these two parts of the Mambashum in the following way. The first part of the Mambashum, beginning with In Ing and ending with In Dampf, represents the various states of the person with first world values who is strongly connected to the first world. Therefore, I call this the first world section of the Yulamph Mambashum. The second part of this Mambashum, beginning with Insof, flowing up to Nimph, Kayif, Yulamph, U, Im Kayif, is called the second and third world section of the Yulamph Mambashum. I should remind you here that in the Shumnam, the Shumif perspective of the three worlds and seven dimensions of the mind does not involve us in the knowledge of the Devas and Mahadevas who live in the inner worlds. You would be experiencing through the Shumif perspective exactly what the Devas would experience in the second and third world were they to meditate upon this Mambashum. Shumif is pure Advaita. When we become conscious of Devas, Mahadevas, or our personal deity, we have transferred our perspective into what is called the Dimphi perspective, which is pure Dvaitist. The Siddhanta philosophy is approached from the Mulif perspective when it is intellectually studied. And of course, Banasana, the knowledge of Pranayama, Kalibasa, and the currents of the physical body all relate to the Simnif, or scientific, perspective. It is the Yulamph Mambashum that clearly explains to us the areas of the first world we do not want to be in within ourselves, as well as the areas of the second and third worlds, in part two of this meditation, that are the areas a meditator must culture himself to be a living example of. Then we have some more short definitions. First one's a reminder. In-ing, we did that a few weeks ago, is the external ego. U is to connect together, join or bind. M-ming is the internal ego. Then we get a new series. In-sof, in-somf, in-dof, in-domf. In-sof is awareness divided into two compatible areas of the mind while being fully aware of both. In-somf is awareness divided into three or more separate areas of the mind, both conscious and subconscious. So we're up to three areas. In-dof is awareness stuck in the state of in-somf, meaning there's always three or more areas going on. We're not able to reduce it to two and then to one. In-domf is awareness contentedly divided into three or more confused areas of the mind. So we've decided to be happy living in that state. Then we get back to Gurudeva's commentary. By so living, the meditator bypasses the tormenting chant, the inner life of first world living. So this is meant to be chanted. In-ing, m-ming, in-somf, u-lom, u-lof, in-dof, u, in-domf, u-lom, u, u-la, u-la, u, u-lom, in-somf, m-ming, u, in-ing, as indicated in the first world part of the u-lom, mambashim, all of which is to be avoided. Part one of this mambashim shows you the struggle within and against worldliness. This is a vicious chant. The yulam, the vibration of the emotional body caught between in-domf and in-ing, can only be healed through bhakti yoga, when the m-ming has been purified through good religious living and close adherence to the muli philosophy and ways of living and dimphi worship of the deities and temple pilgrimage. Part two of the Mambashum is the picture of the inner being of the meditator who has freed himself from the poles of the first world. The second and third world section that you are now looking at shows that awareness can focus as well as flow. Mi'if indicates awareness in a state of focusing rather than seeming to flow. I am sure that this entire Mambashum is very clear to you, and I shall not go into lengthy explanations as to the meanings of in-domf and in-dof, as no Saivite who even rarely attends a temple function ever enters those states. This is why they are away at the bottom of the mambashum. And if you have forgotten their meaning or the meaning of any other elements in the mambashum, please look them up in the dictionary, where all pictures, portraits, monograms, and collages used in this mambashum are shown. Now look at the entire mambashum and find yourself in it. It is your understanding of what you have been reading that will stimulate your superconscious insights, your power of mimp, enough to focus on what you are currently going through. Compare this to the Yulamph mambashum. If you are in the upper half, fine. If you are in the lower section, not so good. Take Mambashum 4 and compare it to this Mambashum. Meditate upon each of them together. I am sure your findings will be clear to you. You have a name that has been given to you in the language Shum, created from your Muli Eomnia, a 9-digit personal astrology. This is the name of you as the upper section of the Mambashum, Yulamph, Insof, Ni'imph, Mi'if. Your Muli Eomnia names this inner personality of you. The name that your mother and father gave you names your Yining. For the Yining is the personality and its attributes for the first 18 years of one's life, while still connected to the parents, especially the mother. Then the Ming comes into power. This is the personality one has when alone on his own in the world. Study this Mambushum closely, and for the duration of this Shum Nam, compare it with Meditation 4. Much will be gained. Call upon the Devas for help, and they will stand directly behind you, looking at the Yulanth Mambushum and Mambushum 4. Print out the main meditations in Lessons 4 and 5. On vigil, put them on the floor side by side and ring a little bell to tighten the atmosphere of the two worlds so that the Devas can see the two meditations clearly. Then in Chiem Muif, continue your meditation on both of the meditations together. Much will be unfolded to you. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.